Now I do want to come to the 110th Psalm, and here you have the not the humiliation of the Lord Jesus as you have in Psalm 109, but you have the exaltation. And here is a psalm that begins with the ascension of Christ. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now this psalm is a remarkable psalm because of the prominence that's given to it in the New Testament. I think it makes very clear the deity of Christ. You couldn't in any way whatsoever, shape or fashion, deny the deity of Christ and yet consider this psalm here. I wonder if I might, and I could spend the entire period today turning to scriptures that refer to him, and I want to turn to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 41. And will you listen to this? This makes very clear the deity of Christ. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, the son of David. He saith unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou unto my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now this is a very remarkable psalm and a very remarkable passage of Scripture. The Lord said unto my Lord, equal speaking to equal, God speaking to God, if you please. Now, that is quoted again in Mark, in Luke, and again in the book of Acts. We find it in the first chapter of Hebrews at verse 13. This is something you just can't pass over. When anyone says that the Bible does not teach the deity of Jesus Christ, they're not acquainted with this section of the Word of God, I can assure you. Let me just turn here to Hebrews 1:13, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? In other words, this is the section that sets forth the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you couldn't have it, my friend, given to us in any stronger fashion than we have it given to us here. Now we could spend a long time in this psalm. I'm going to read all of it. Will you listen? The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Now this speaks of the coming of Christ to the earth, to rule in Zion, because you remember Isaiah said it, it's out of Jerusalem. The law will go. It's from that place. That will be the center of government of this earth. And God does have a purpose with these people in the future. Now, will you listen? Verse 3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That's going to be the time when the greatest turning to the Lord Jesus the world has ever seen. Spurgeon always liked to say, God will have more people saved than they'll be lost. And don't push your nose up against the wind of the present. He's not doing so well today. But you see, he's not through. He has quite a bit back of him. He has a great deal ahead of him. And he has great plans for the future. Now, will you notice here, verse 4, the Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And again, here is something that is very, very important, and that is the fact that the Lord Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, here again is something that we'll wait till we get to the epistle to the Hebrews to develop, because this is one of the greatest truths in the Word of God. I'll just lift out one verse from Hebrews. Hebrews 5, verse 6, as he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And who in the days of his flesh when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. There's both the deity and the humanity of the Lord Jesus. Let me keep on reading. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. You see, he's coming in judgment, as the second psalm makes it very clear. He shall break them with a rod of iron. And now the last verse of Psalm 110, verse 7. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. In other words, he's on the way to judgment.